That's it for Money and Markets. Ask Catherine. We've got a lot of questions tonight. And in fact, some of them are, I could do a whole Solera report on, but let me just mention a few. One comment on John Rappaport's latest report for the Solera report. In addition to the content being important, I felt connected to the read because of hearing John's voice. Communication is 10% of what is said and 90% how it is said. Thank you, John, for your sincerity and ability to deliver. I listen and heard. I'm finding Solera exciting. During your equity markets review tonight, could you comment on a few items? I'll hold the stock market items for Chuck. But are U.S. government agencies culpable for the real estate collapse? The answer is, of course, yes. There's no way the real estate bubble or the collapse could have been engineered without government policy. Most real estate credit in this country is directly or indirectly guaranteed by the U.S. government. So U.S. government credit and regulations has tremendous power in this area. Would they ever be investigated for fraud, particularly related to MERS? I can't fathom that that would happen. I think it's the possibility is remote. And part of it is the economy is so has been so dependent on the mortgage fraud. And so many different institutions are complicit. I can't imagine what process could have the political support to get that done. But of course, you know, miracles always happen. But I think that's a long shot. Finally, the mention of a world $100 trillion central bank in recent statements supported the idea from the Vatican. Are we moving to a digitized drawing rights world monetary system? Mr. Global has been busy. Yes, I think the, you know, the push to do something like that is on. But the process is organic and it's far from over.